This is a better type of ishtar. We're still saying, Ukr Rav Gidol, like Rav Gidol says. The Yom Rav Gidol, Gidol says like this. Omar Rav, in the name of Rav. When they used to go and get Minameda a chasana, so the father of the chasim and the father of the kala would talk together to make agreements. How much are we giving our children? They used to talk out. Kama atan naisan abincha. How much money are you giving to your son? Kach v'kach, $2,000. Then they went to the father of the kala. The kama atan naisan abincha. How much are you going to give to your daughter? Kach v'kach, $1,000. Christ, they made up. Omdo v'kichu. And now they went and after they spoke this out. Now they went and they got married. The locher is kanu. It's called it's chayvis that the parents now have to pay the kids this much money. Even though they didn't write up any shtar, they didn't write up any, they didn't make a real kinyan. So what's the chiv? The chiddush is, heinein advorim aniknim b'yamira. These are the things that are claimed to be amira just by saying alone. In other words, these are real anan sadi. We really see that they really meant it. They spoke it out before the kedushin. And then they let them get married, b'shas, to make the kedushin. It's like an anan sadi, we know for sure they really mean it. Since the chur is a raya to the divar avram, the question all, every time when you make a ma'isa kinyan, I want to sell something to you. What do you have to do a ma'isa for an action? Why can't I just say I want to sell it to you? So he learns the pshat is if you just say it, we don't know you really mean it. Could be you don't really mean what you're saying. You have to do an action. You have to do a ma'isa kinyan to the megaladas to show us you really mean what you're doing. So over here, since they spoke these things out before the kedushin. And then they let them get married. That's such a strong thing. Here we see for sure they're not joking around. They really mean what they're saying. Therefore, it's kona le'avis chayvis, even though they didn't make a kinyan. So our case also, the Mishnah is also talking about like that. Since the husband spoke out before he got married to her, said, I'll be mechayiv myself to support your daughter for 5 years, that's a strong thing, and now they got married, we say that kinyan is chal. But it's not talking about they wrote down in the shtar, it's a new type of halacha here. That since they spoke it out before the kedushin, and then you go and get married, you for sure got married on that das, and therefore for sure we know that's what you meant, and you have the schayvus to pay. But in our case, we only write it down in the shtar, which like a shell, it doesn't mean anything. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Kosav lekoyen shani chayiv lecho chomish loyim. First nazar b'chor, he wants to go to the kohen to make the pidyon aben. He tells the kohen, I'm writing you out a check now. I'm writing you out that I owe you $5. So lechura, 5 shloim. Cost of the kohen, he writes to the kohen, shani chayiv lecho chomish loyim. And he gives him over the check to shtar. So it says, alachur is chayiv litin lechomish loyim. The person now has a chiv to give chomish loyim to the kohen. But a b'noyei nepodui. But the kid is not called podui. Until he gives over the money, the pidyon is not chal. So lechura, Brakoponim, like we'll soon see, with the Yeraisa, really the pidyon is chal. So the question is why? So he here, the schayvus means something, like you do have to pay? I, Takashin Rosh Lakish, you just wrote down that I owe you money. What made it schayvus? What do you have to pay for? So Mara says, Shani Yasmir, it's much different. The Mishubad lay with Yeraisa. Because over here, with Yeraisa, you have a chiv to be paid to your ben. You have a bechor. There's a mitzvah for you now to go to a kohen and be paid to give him 5 shloim. So there's a chiv upon the father to give this 5 shloim to the kohen. Therefore, here when he writes down to say, I owe it to you, that's why this chiv is chal. Here Rosh Lakish agrees. Mashenke, the time a person goes to somebody else and writes down, I owe you money, that means nothing. He ochre for the Gemara, if so, amai kosav, if there's this chiv, if the man, if the, like the father has to pay the kohen, what does he have to write down altogether for? He has a chiv to do it. So Gemara says, k'dei levar ala kohen. True, he has to pay, but the Torah doesn't say to which kohen you have to pay. You have a right to choose which kohen you want to pay. So you write down now that I owe you. It's like to this kohen you have the chiyuv now to give the money. For the Gemara, Yochi, if so, you tell me now, this shtar now makes this chayvis. So if so, benoya mayayin apodi. Lechura, this type of a shtar is called like money. I'm giving you a check that you collected. The check says now I owe you I owe you the 5 shloim. And you're giving it over to the kohen. Why isn't this shtar called like kesef? The Gemara is. You should be poida right now also, if so. If there's mamish is chaybis right now, so it should be considered that the kohen got the money already. So why isn't the kid podui? And the Gemara could yula, stack it true, like Ula says. The Yom Ula says, really, devatar podui. Really, midi raisa, the kid should be podui like a shayitain. that when he pays up the money, the pidyon is chal really. What are the chum say here in such a case that pidyon doesn't take place? Maybe you think you can be paid there with other type of shtaris. Other shtaris means in a case where somebody owes you 5 shloim, and now you give over the shtar to the kohen. That's no good. With that, you can't be paid. A regular shtar chayiv, that you can. Rashi says, Shem yom paidim es abchor b'shtari chayiv sheyesh lo yalachar. That's no good. Now it's really, this shtar right now should be good. You're giving a kohen a shtar, I owe you the money. So as soon as you give over the money to the kohen, that's when the pidyon really should be chal. But the reason why the rabbanim, they say such a pidyon doesn't help, because it's a gzera, people think it could be paid with other type of shtaris. That if somebody owes you money, so and you want to give it over to the kohen, that lemaisa is no good. And that's what the Rabbi Tezor speaks out. Now the kasher is Yochi, Bnoi Amai in the Podi, Kloimar. Hevel el Meimad lehevei Podoi, Likashiyav liyad Koyin. To need the Koyin Shebo liyadoi. Dino de in the Podoi, Doleko leye leshibu biyama. Kishigia liyadoi Amai in Bnoi Podi. To in the Bnoi Podi lagamri. Yes, and what after the money? Now as Ule says, Midi Raisa, when you give over this shtar to the Koyin, really the pidyon is chal right now. Because this shtar, since you're mechayiv yourself, and it's written down right now, it's Kamal that he gave all the money to the Kohen. So really, the pidyon should be chal. Just with the Rabbanan, though, they say this pidyon is no good, because if this pidyon would be good, you gave him a shtar, people will come to learn out from here, any type of a shtar is good. And other shtaras, that's no good. Here, where you give like an IOU to the Kohen, that's mamash k'siv, like he gave him the money. The shtar, the IOU, since it says in the 5 sloyim, it has a value of 5 sloyim. So it's considered like you're giving, like the money came from you. Therefore, the pidyon could be chal. But if somebody owes you money, and you give that shtar over to the kohen, that's no good, because it's not called your money to the kohen. It's called like somebody else's money. It's not here yet. That's called shtaris that it can't be paid with. So, Mel, the made gzera, no shtar should be good. Omar Rava, Rava wants to say ketanoi. The machloik is here between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is a machloikas tamoim, I'll tell you. Ketanoi, we learned like this. Orev ha-yoytzei acha-chitim shtoros. Orev means somebody gives a guarantee. Somebody borrows the money, one from another. And the person that gives the money says, I'll only give it to you if you have somebody else to guarantee the loan. And that's called an orev, somebody else guarantees it. But he signs on the shtar after the yedim signed on the shtar. Now there's a shtar milva here. The shtar says, Ruvein owes $1,000 to Shimon. And two yedim signed on it. And after the two Edim signed, then the Yorav signed. That means nothing. The locher is Goyvim and the Chosim B'nei Chorin. They only have a right to collect from the Chosim B'nei Chorin that the Orav has. But if he doesn't have the Chosim B'nei Chorin, if what he sold it, you can't collect from the Yorav. Why? Because it's not called like a shtar. Since the Edim signed already, whatever's on the shtar after the Chosimus Edim, that applies like Milvah Peh, doesn't have the mile of a shtar. Because the whole mile of a shtar is Edim are signing here, whatever it says in the shtar is true. Now here, when the Edim signed, the Orev didn't put his name down yet. So that the Edim did not sign about the Orev. Therefore, that the Orev has written down here, that I guarantee the loan, it's not cool that there's a shtar here. Therefore, if you want to collect the money from this person that guaranteed it, you can only get the money that he has in his hand, but not money that the property that he already sold. From Mishabodim, you cannot take away from this type of an Orev. Gemara says, Meister, what's happened in the case? Bola from Rabbi Shmuel. He went in front of Shmuel. The Yoma Goyvim and the Chosim B'nei Chorin. Same thing, that if you want to collect the money from this Orev now, from the guarantee, you can only get from his property, but not from the property that he already sold. Because since he first put his name down after the Edim signed, it's not called like a shtar. Omoloi Benenis. Benenis says back, Ein a Goyvim loy min a Chosim B'nei Chorin, v'loy min a Chosim Mishabodim. Nothing doing. This Orev here means nothing. He can't collect from this person. It's not called a good guarantee. We'll soon see why. Omer Loi, they said back to Ben Enes. Lama, why? Omer Loi, so Ben Enes answered back. There's a case of in the case that Reuven owed $1,000 to Shimon, and they didn't pay it up already. So Shimon's mamish coming to him, and mamish choking him to death, saying, give me back my money.
And now Shimon's friend comes by, the Yomala, and tells Reuven, listen, leave him alone, and Yachloi, leave this guy alone, don't kill him. I'll pay you the money. What are you killing him for? He owes you $1,000, I'll pay it up. The locher is laid a potter. The aura of this guy, his friend, does not have to pay the money. Why? He has a right to say, listen, when you lent the money, I wasn't there to guarantee the loan. So you didn't lend him the money because of me. Just later on that I told you I'll save him, I was joking with you. I only said it that you shouldn't kill the guy. But I never was not machayev myself. So that's the Benenis Sfari here also. Since Bishas the Halvo, the Orev wasn't there. The Orev first signed on the Shtar later, it means nothing. So what's the Machlokes then? Why does the Tanakhama say, no, it means something? Lema, let's say, Reb Yechanan, the Yomek Reb Yishmael. Reb Yechanan says the Shtar means something, holds like Reb Yishmael. That when the Orev wrote at the bottom of the Shtar, I guarantee this loan, he can't say later he's joking around. Since it's like an IOU. Since he wrote it down on a piece of paper, even though a star is not cool, because the Edom signed already. Wow. They're not signing on what you're saying. But it's not worse than you write down on a piece of paper, I'm going to be an Orev. So you see, according to Reb Yechon, it says, Yechayiv, that's something that Bishmol here also, that the Orev, the guarantor, has to pay. For Reb Shlokish, the Yomik HaBenen, is another Reb Shlokish, it says, no, if you write down a piece of paper, IOU, it means nothing, you could joke around about it later, holds like Benenis. Like here, when the Orev signed after the Edim, since there's no Edim, there's no Shtar, even though he writes it down, it means nothing. So Mar says like this, no. I tell you, Aliba de Benenis, according to Benenis, as far as Taika true. Kuliyam Malay Plig, everybody agrees. The Benenis holds that by writing it down means nothing. Keep Pligi, where is the Machlekes here? Aliba de Rabbi Shmuel. I tell you, both Rabbi Yechon and Meshlokes both argue according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel, not Meshlok Rabbi Shmuel. They say that writing it down means something. Yavis Chayvis. For Meshlokes, Ad Kam Lekam Rabbi Shmuel, Lossim Elodish Shayich Lei, Lishibud of the Eraisa. There's only over there by an Oriv where he's Meshabed himself mid Eraisa. Avol Hocho Lo Shayich Shibud of the Eraisa. But over here, Stam might come and say, I owe you. And there's no Chiv over here. That maybe means nothing. Over there by the Oriv of the Pshat is somebody lent money already. So the person that borrowed the money has a chiv and he writes to pay it back. Like there's a vada chiv there. There, Rabbi Shmuel says, that if an Arav comes down and writes down that I guarantee that chiv, it means something. Because there is the chiv here already. Reuven, the loiva, has to pay back the money. So that's a strong thing if you say you take over that chiv like. But in our case, with Stam, one guy goes to the second guy, I owe you $1,000, and even he writes it down, but if he didn't tell the Edim to be the Edim, Resh Lakish holds, he could joke around about it and say I didn't mean it. Therefore, Resh Lakish holds even according to Rabbi Shmuel, and there's a difference between whether it's a Chiyah Midiraisa and not a Chiyah Midiraisa. All right, we'll stop here.